Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're looking forward to a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci. Jim's a long time, golly, almost a dozen year member of our Brain Trust. He's the new leadership normal is his blog. The author of Personal Brilliance is his book. He's the guy who helps you and me put our best foot forward in other companies all over the place. He works with to put their best foot forward, and he's our good friend Jim Cantarucci. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here, as always.
It's good to have you back, as always. Give us your website quickly before we get started.
It's my name, JimCantarucci.com.
All right. So check
two C's at the end.
Check it out. So, Jim, one of the things that you've been thinking about, studying about, and talking to people about is a certain group of our workforce has joined the force with a little impatience. Not that you and I were impatient when we were 23 years old, right?
Right. Jim, I was at a leadership seminar that I was speaking at, and the session before me was talking about millennials. And what was really funny about it for me, it struck me that those millennials they were talking about had some of the exact same characteristics that I remember having at that age.
You mean being a smart aleck?
Yeah, exactly.
Know it all?
And also, they also match up with the same characteristics of what I would consider a high performer. And so I started to think about, what does that mean for us as leaders? How do we work with high performers, and how do we therefore work with millennials so that we're both as successful as possible? And I think that's an interesting question for us. The idea of that there's something weird and strange about a millennial has made a lot of people a lot of money to make that a thing.
Right.
But I don't see it much different from what we deal with when we're dealing with high performers.
There is one thing that I'm going to throw in there, and I'm going to do my standard opening comment that whenever I talk about millennials, I always remind people, Jim, that in my opinion, they're probably the finest human beings we've ever raised. They're probably the best people. They're really, really good human beings. Now, having said that, they have some quirks, and one of the quirks that they have is they don't give a lot of credit to what's gone on before. Mm-hmm. So whereas you and I, when we came up, we were smart alecks. We knew it all. We were full of all the stuff, and we wanted to be promoted. We were impatient to get promoted, but I always felt like I revered what the people who were in those positions had to do to get there. And I think
there's no doubt about that. Yeah.
I think the millennials today, it's hard for them to, and it comes back to what I talk about, their world is so full of content they have a hard time with context. And what those people took to get there, that's context. And if they have a hard time with that, then they may not appreciate the person they work for as much. You see what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely, and that's really a whole topic in and of itself. The question is, what do we do with that as the leader of our business? And how do we create an environment that keeps that millennial mind busy, keeps that millennial mind working? And just like we have that challenge with the high performer, we'll have five people doing the same job, and one is going to get it done in an eighth of the time and come to us bugging us about what's next, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the situation that I'm focused on, is how do we keep that person engaged? How do we keep them working? And in this discussion we had about millennials, it was interesting that people in their interview were asking about the next job after the one they were interviewing for. And so the impatience is at a very high level.
Right.
And the challenge for small businesses, what is the career path? we often don't have a place to promote someone to. We don't have that many positions. So how do we lead? And it really brings us to the core fundamentals of leadership that we have to be engaged with. The challenge is that we can't sit back at all. We have to be on the edge of our seat as leaders because the challenge is there and it's quick and it's fast moving. And we have to do our job very, very well in order to be successful with it.
So what do we do? Is this going to shake up the standard promotion? Is this generation going to shake up the standard hierarchy of organizations?
Yeah, well, I think so. Organizations are getting flatter and flatter. And
tell us what that means. Tell us what flatter and flatter means.
Flatter and flatter means that we're more independent in that we manage ourselves and we don't have a large hierarchy of 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 levels before I get to the CEO.
So you think millennials work better collaborating with their peers than they do working for a manager?
Well, perhaps. But the key is that next job that I'm gunning for is that my next new challenge. There isn't a next job.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There isn't another rung in the ladder.
That's what he means by flat. That's what he means by flat, folks.
So the key is, how do I simulate that upward mobility that we remember from, you know, the old days of mm-hmm. I get promoted, I move to another job, I move to another state and work that territory and blah, 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 all the way up until I'm CEO. And if I get a roadblock, I just have to go to another company.
So
right?
maybe we're seeing the death of the job title second deputy assistant vice president, that kind of thing?
Exactly, and that brings a challenge to it as leaders.
JimCantarucci.com is the website, folks. 2 C's on the end there. Quick break, Tintel. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.